From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Thursday announced the expulsion of 60 U.S. diplomats in response to Washington ordering the departure of the same number of Russian envoys, and said Russia will also close the U.S. consulate in the city of St. Petersburg, ordering it to cease operation in 2 days. The U.S. Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Affairs, Heather Nauert, criticized Moscow's actions.
Russia should not be acting like a victim. The only victims in this situation are the two victims in the hospital in the UK right now.
The U.S. and more than two dozen other nations revoked the credentials of Russian diplomats after Moscow was blamed for the nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent and his daughter earlier this month. Moscow denies responsibility for the attack. U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman tells VOA while relations between the U.S. and Russia are strained, dialogue must continue.
Clearly a successful outcome would be Russia steps back from its malign activity and becomes a responsible partner.
He says the confrontation with Russia won't end even if the Kremlin restricts its retaliation to a proportional tit for tat. President Donald Trump said Thursday his plan to upgrade the nation's aging highways and bridges would transform them from a source of endless frustration into a source of pride.
We're going to provide a $50 billion commitment to build infrastructure in rural communities, which are too often left behind. They've been forgotten.
Trump's proposal so far has drawn little support in Congress. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks rallied again for another day after taking a steep decline last week. This is VOA. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet April 27th. Robert Kelly, political analyst on the Inter-Korean Affairs, looked past the April meeting to the one Kim proposed with U.S. President Trump.
We've gone through two sets of negotiations, one in the 90s and one in the 2000s, the agreed framework and the six-party talks, and they both kind of faltered in the end. And, you know, maybe Trump and Kim can reverse the process, have a summit that kind of like radically forces things forward. And, you know, and then in a couple of years, we'll have a final deal.
Trump says he's willing to meet with Kim in the coming months. Israeli authorities said Thursday they've decided to block most of Gaza's small Christian community from entering Israel for Easter celebrations, citing security concerns. Israel maintains a blockade over the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip and restricts entry into the territory. But it often eases the restrictions during religious holidays to allow Gaza's residents to visit holy sites in Jerusalem or visit relatives. A Christian leader in Gaza said the restrictions mean that only about one-third of the community's 1,000 members will be allowed into Israel to celebrate. A Catholic Church official called the restrictions very sad because Easter is a family holiday. Rioting and a fire in the cells of a Venezuelan police station in the central city of Valencia kills at least 68 people as family members of the inmates, desperate for information, clashed with police outside. Jason Albano reports.
Riots and the fire that erupted in the cells of a Venezuelan police station left a staggering 68 people dead on Wednesday. That's according to both official sources and witnesses. Family members desperate for information on the deadly chaos clashed with police outside the station.
They haven't told me anything. I want to know about my child. I don't have any information on him. I don't know anything. Look at how desperate we are.
The police have not spoken on the cause of the riot or the number of injuries, further escalating tension among families waiting outside.
That's Jason Albano reporting. California, Oregon, and other marijuana-friendly states in the United States are seeking a meeting with U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions in hopes of resolving the conflict between federal and state laws that has left the nation's cannabis industry in legal limbo. Marijuana is illegal at the federal level, even as 29 states have legalized pot in some form. State treasurers from California, Oregon, Illinois, and Pennsylvania told Sessions in a letter Thursday that businesses and banks need greater clarity on how federal law enforcement will respond to growing legalization. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.